Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Daily News, where we give you the news you need, the conversations you want, and the positivity the world needs more of. Here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
Good Monday, everyone. I'm Cyrus Webb, and welcome to Conversations Daily News. Glad you all could be with us. Well, it's a brand new day. It's a brand new week. It means it's a brand new opportunity. See, this is something amazing, and it all begins today. Also, we're halfway through the month of April. Can you believe that? Hope you guys are making out your plans, putting your goals in place, and doing the work necessary to make them a reality. I know that I am. Have a very jam-packed week coming up for myself. At the end of this week, I'll be hosting the first The Right Stuff virtual conference. That's going to be April the 19th and the 20th, this Friday and Saturday. Excited about that. Have a great panel of presenters that's going to be sharing some great information for authors, aspiring authors, and also those who are just trying to realign their work to reach their audience and to be impactful along the way. If you guys are looking for information about that, you can find it on my social media. I've been doing a lot of posts about that. You'll see more of that throughout this week. So if you're an author, aspiring author, definitely it's an affordable way to be educated and surrounded by other creatives. You don't want to miss that. It's only $79, but it also includes a 15 to 20 minute feature on either my radio show, Conversations Live, or on my Amazon Live show, Cyrus Webb Presents. So it's a great value. You don't want to miss it. For our program here, though, because you have news headlines coming up on this Monday, have a message from my book, Words I Choose to Live By, have brand new music from Artist of the Week, Jennifer Lopez. And yes, Jennifer Lopez has been our Artist of the Week already this year, but she's released a brand new single from her project called Hearts and Flowers. Love this song. I can relate to a lot of this story about a lot of people don't see the work that goes into your success. She talks about it in the song, so I knew I wanted to share with all of you. And in today's entertainment spotlight, you hear part of my conversation with best-selling author Dr. Velma Bagby discussing the success of the Kids series. You don't want to miss that. Enjoy today's broadcast. For Conversation Daily News, I'm Cyrus Webb with your Monday headlines. In national news, Faith Ringo dies at 93, wove black life into quilts and children's books, says the New York Times. A champion of black artists, she explored themes of race, gender, class, family, and community through a vast array of media and later the written word. Faith Ringgold, a multimedia artist whose pictorial quilts depicted the African-American experience, gave rise to a second distinguished career as a writer and illustrator of children's books, died on Saturday at her home in New Jersey at the age of 93. Her death was confirmed by her daughter, Barbara Wallace. For more than half a century, Ms. Ringgold explored themes of race, gender, class, family, and community through a vast array of media, among them painting, sculpture, mask and doll making, textiles, and performance art. She was also a longtime advocate of bringing the work of black people and women into the collections of major American museums. Ms. Ringgold's art, which was often rooted in her own experience, has been exhibited at the White House and in museums and galleries around the world. For Ms. Ringgold, as her work and many interviews made plain, art and activism were a seamless, if sometimes quilted, whole. Classically trained as a painter and sculptor, she began producing political paintings in the 1960s and 70s that explored the highly charged subjects of relations between black and white people and between men and women in America. The hallmarks of Ms. Ringgold's style included the integration of craft materials like fabric, beads, and thread with fine art materials like paint and canvas. Vibrant, saturated colors, the flattened perspective that deliberately evoked the work of naive painters, and a keen, often tender focus on ordinary black people and the visual minutiae of their daily lives. Critics praised Ms. Ringgold's work from the beginning, but wide renown in the form of exposure in the country's most prestigious museums largely eluded her until midlife, a consequence, she often says, of her race, her sex, and her uncompromising focus on art as a vehicle for social justice. In more national news, House Speaker Mike Johnson says he will push for aid to Israel and Ukraine this week. House Speaker Mike Johnson said Sunday he will try to advance wartime aid for Israel this week as he attempts the difficult task of winning House approval for a national security package that also includes funding for Ukraine and allies in Asia. Johnson is already under immense political pressure from his fellow GOP lawmakers as he tries to stretch between the Republican Party's divided support for helping Kyiv defend itself from Moscow's invasion. The Republican speaker has set for 2 months on a $95 billion supplemental package that would send support to the U.S. allies, as well as provide humanitarian aid for civilians in Ukraine and Gaza, and funding to replenish U.S. weapons provided to Taiwan. The attack by Iran on Israel early Sunday further ratcheted up the pressure on Johnson, but also gave him an opportunity to underscore the urgency of approving the funding. Jonathan told Fox News Channel Sunday Morning Futures that he and Republicans understand the necessity of standing with Israel, and he would try this week to advance the aid. In more national news, U.S. border arrests fall in March, bucking seasonal trends amid increased enforcement in Mexico, says the Associated Press. Arrests for crossing the U.S.-Mexico border fell slightly in March, authorities said last Friday, bucking a usual spring increase amid increased immigration enforcement in Mexico. The Border Patrol made 137,480 arrests of people entering from Mexico, down 2.3% from 140,638 arrests in February, the first time since 2017 that arrests fell in March from the previous month. Crossings typically rise as temperatures turn warmer. Mexico detained migrants 240,000 times in the first 2 months of the year, more than triple from the same period of 2023, sending many deeper south into the country to discourage them from coming to the U.S. In business news, Wall Street falls sharply to close out its worst week since October, says the Associated Press. U.S. stocks tumbled on Friday following a mixed start to earnings reporting season. Worries about potentially escalating tensions in the Middle East rattled financial markets, pushing investors to look for safer places for their money. The S&P 500 sank 1.5% to close out its worst week since October when a huge rally on Wall Street began. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 475 points, or 1.2%, and the Nasdaq Composite fell 1.6% from its record set the day before. And finally, in entertainment news, CBS says its daytime show, The Talk, will end its run in December after 15 seasons. The Talk is ending its long-running daytime conversation, says the Associated Press. The CBS show will end in December after 15 seasons, the network announced on Friday. The Talk was created by actress Sarah Gilbert with the idea of a group of female hosts speaking about hot topics and current events, much like ABC's The View. The 11-time daytime Emmy winner is airing its 14th season now, which will end in June. Its final 15th season will premiere in the fall. Cyrus Webb, Conversations Daily News. It's now time for a message from my book, Words I Choose to Live By. Enjoy. Good Monday, everyone. I'm Cyrus Webb, and welcome to Words I Choose to Live By. Here's to another day of living life with purpose, passion, and understanding that greatness is not intended for just a few, but is available to all who give their best to everything they do. Now let's go make today amazing. Have a great Monday. Jennifer Lopez is our artist of the week. This week, here's her new single, Hearts and Flowers, right here on Conversations Daily News.
From pressure, time and pressure.
We are part of my conversation coming up with best-selling author Dr. Velma Bagby in today's Entertainment Spotlight. Stay with us. You're listening to Conversation 90 News. For Conversation 90 News, I'm Summers Webb with the Entertainment Spotlight. Best-selling author Dr. Velma Bagby rejoined me on Conversations Live, the radio show, to talk about her amazing 2024 so far. Here's a bit of our conversation.
But Dr. Velma, always a pleasure. Glad to have you back on with us.
Thank you, Cyrus. It's a pleasure to join you in this conversation as well.
Well, I want to say, I was just saying to you before we went on here, and I thought about it when I was first started reading the new book in the series, and we'll start there, Book 4, The Catch, Book of Fools, is that it's a great companion for sure to the three books we've gotten to see that were novels written in fiction. But also now you've given us this book that is great for relationships, but also life. So I want to begin there. What has it been like for you to see the way that people are responding to the fourth book?
Well, it's, you know, there's no greater feeling for an author than to hear that the readers really love what you've written, they're excited about it, and just can't get enough of it. That feeling I have not had before. This is the first time I've been able to really get that kind of feedback, and I'm just excited about it.
Well, it's definitely deserved, Dr. Velma, and I want to say, again, for those, as I say to you, Dr. Velma, every time we have one of these conversations, there will be some people say, what is the Catch series, because they're just hearing about it for the first time, which I always believe is a good thing because you're reaching a brand new audience. So I want to talk about that. There are people who have been with you from book to book to book to book, now book number four, but there are some people who are just discovering you. Talk to us about that experience of introducing the Catch series. What has that been like for you?
It's been really exciting because some of the people that have had an opportunity to get to know what the book is about have been in awe. And there's a lot of folks who have read it who are actually kind of my hidden marketers who are getting out there. I need to tell this person this. I have a friend at church that needs this book. And so it's like getting personal marketers, but not me, at, you know, putting them on the payroll, but them so excited about what it has to talk about that they feel that somebody else needs to read it. So that's all wonderful to me. It's just amazing.
Cyrus Webb, Conversations Daily News. We thank you all for tuning in to this edition of Conversations Daily News. I'll be back with us on tomorrow for more news, message from my book, Words I Choose to Live By, music from Artist of the Week, Jennifer Lopez, and of course, Entertainment Spotlight. Until then, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Daily News today. Now let's go make today amazing. Take care.